Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the mid-30s for your Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and upper teens. On Monday, plentiful cloud cover across the area. Our winds turning to the south and highs in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, this is one of the all-time greatest, I think, revenge songs, at least from like the 90s, early 2000s. That is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
It absolutely is arguably the greatest. And one of the reasons is it took the old adage, which is the best way to get revenge is to lead a good life. It took that and it turned it into basically a power anthem. And our boy Toby is celebrating how great his life is to this woman who, my understanding is, all she really did was reject him. So it's such a hilarious thing to do a whole song dedicated to a person who simply said, "Nah, I don't want to date you." That's so petty. So it's petty revenge, which is fun. And it's revenge in the sense of he didn't do anything to her. He just is like, "Hey, look how great I am now. Huh? What about me?" It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things about playing the song now is I think it came out about 20 years ago, and at least the music video was supposed to be like a 20-year high school reunion where they were playing this song. You know, he was playing this song in the football field or whatever, and I think that's hilarious for anybody who has a 20-year reunion coming up. I'm sure there's a few of them playing this song in the back of their head.
I don't think I'm that petty. Maybe I am. I might walk out to it. Who knows?
All right. Well, here is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a Good Time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your room. Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Yeah.
Well, Drew, it's no accident that we're playing the Chicks next. I did that on purpose because this song, Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks, I think is actually probably about Toby Keith, at least in part.
It's definitely about Toby Keith. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on the Chick side in that little battle. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on Toby Keith's side in that little battle. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care whose side you're on. If you say you don't like cancel culture, then you have to be against what Toby Keith did to the Chicks. And the fact that they wrote this song about that and it's a hit is the sweetest revenge. They took his little song, How Do You Like Me Now, and they flipped it on its head and threw it right back at him. And it's beautiful. And I saw them headline Bonnaroo. You know, he didn't headline Bonnaroo. They did. So I think he won the first round of that series. You know, they got played, kicked off the radio, et cetera, and I think they won in the long run. And I know that's going to make a lot of people pull over right now and have to take a few breaths, and they're mad at me, and I get that. But the Chicks are wildly successful, even if you don't personally listen to them now. They're huge across all genres. And Toby's, of course, still doing good, too, you know, going on Fox and talking about the economy or whatever he's doing. So they're all having good careers, but it's a great little revenge tale.
This is a song that the Chicks put out kind of on their comeback tour, which was, I think, like 2007, 2008, something like that, maybe 2006. And I thought it was so interesting when it came out. I was a big fan of theirs. And I was frustrated back then about the cancel culture. I don't think we had the word for it back then, but it totally was, you know, anybody that was saying anything that didn't go straight in line with what, you know, the powers that be told you to think. I mean, they got canceled right away. And it was interesting because everybody kind of knew they were on this comeback tour. And this was one of the key singles that they released. And I thought it was so smart because they're like, yeah, we're back, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice. It doesn't mean that we're taking anything that we said back.
Well, they knew that they could get an audience for it one way or the other. And I think the internet had a lot to do with that. And again, I'm not trying to take sides. It's probably clear whose side I was on at the time, but that's because I'm for free speech. But I think that doing this song is a great way to sort of put it to bed, though, too. He is rich and has a great career and millions of fans. They are rich. They have a great career and millions of fans. At the end of the day, what they did kind of didn't matter in the long term, but this song is a nice little bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
Not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is. Somebody
get. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
I was like, oh, dude, there's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy. But I also love when people take it really like serious and they put a lot of time into it and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
To get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right. Well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wegg. So stick around.
WIRI Nacusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving, and I thought, oh, she'll be back. Till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four poster king size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. In this house we're fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Hi everyone, I'm Gene Watson, and I'm loving Country Legends 24/7.
No one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking.
got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
This is Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces, lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your down this bar. I can gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my keys. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. The smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray.
Zach Brown on Kenny Chesney.
You know, we did some early touring with Kenny Chesney, and he was such a gracious guy. And even one time sent his jet to come pick us up because we'd had a layover and we were going to miss this radio show during the day. And so I called him in the middle of the night, basically. And I'm like, hey, man, can we charter your plane? He said, hang on a second. Because he said, I just took an Ambien and I'm in my bunk. So he called. A few minutes later, his pilot called us. And because all our luggage, all our instruments, everything, were on a layover flight. And we weren't going to have even if we made it there, we didn't have our instruments. So we got there the next day. We went to Guitar Center. We bought all of our instruments. We went to Walmart. We bought Dickie coveralls. We ended up making it and playing the show. So we got done playing the show, and I got done, and I called Kenny, and I'm like, dude, thank you so much. You just saved us a show for 16,000 people in the relationship with the radio station. He said, what are you talking about? He said, what happened? And I said, you don't remember sending your plane last night to come get me? He was like, oh, well, I'm glad it worked out, man. I'm glad it worked out. He had no idea that he'd sent it. But anyway, yeah, Kenny Chesney was amazing. I mean, he's the one that I could think of that was probably the most gracious and made us feel like home on tour.
Saw a man in the movies that didn't have a heart. How I wish I could give him mine. Then I wouldn't have to feel it breaking all apart. And this emptiness inside would suit me fine. It's times like these I wish I were the Tin Man. You could hide. Even now, it still seems like a dream. But I know I can't be dreaming, 'cause as I lay down each night, the pain's so great that it won't let me sleep. It's times like these I wish I were the Tin Man. You could hurt me all you wanted. I never even know. Well, I'd give anything just to be the Tin Man. So well, I'd give anything just to be the Tin Man, and I wouldn't have a heart, and I wouldn't miss you.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an aunt who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into. And I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn. And I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just going to get, you know, you're going to get run over. You're going to get bowled over. You're going to have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fist City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fist City.
All right. Here is Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sin, my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated, probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from. But Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel?
I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah. What a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially.
You could be two things.
Yeah. Especially in the 1800s and you're a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually. But those are two things you could be.
All right. Well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp. She ever seen y'all messing around there? She go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand, made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
All right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic Legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. And I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords in the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all The Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art, there's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's the Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
I got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life.
A stranger stood there laughing by the counter.
He said, I'll take two bottles of your best.
Her husband's out of town and there's a party.
He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life.
I drove around the block till I was dizzy.
Each time the noise came louder from within.
And then I saw our bottle there beside me.
And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Townes Earle, and Chris Knight. So stick around.
Hey, folks, this is Sammy Kershaw on Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
Artboard signs and yard sale. Real estate sign says sold. Family picnic table holds all that it can hold. On the grass and on the sidewalk, well, there must be half the town. Ain't it funny how a broken home can bring the prices down? Oh, they're sorting through what's left of you and me. Paying yard sale prices for each golden memory. Oh, I never sorting
of you and me. You left two sundresses in the backyard on the line. Lady just brought them to me. She said she thinks they'll fit just fine. Well, there goes the baby's wagon and the mirror from the hall. I'd better take just one last look before they take it all. Sorting through what's left of you and me. Paying yard sale prices for each golden memory. Oh, I never thought I'd ever live to see the way they're sorting through what's left of you and me. Well, I wonder what you'd say if you could see the way they're sorting through what's left of you.
Hi folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and more country legends are on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the mid-30s for your Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and upper teens. On Monday, plentiful cloud cover across the area. Our winds turning to the south and highs in the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
skies, aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when he flies, turning on the world the way he smiled upon my soul as I lay dying, healing past the colors and the sunshine and the shadows of his eyes, waking in the morning to the feeling of his fingers on my skin, wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been, teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of mine, talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we had to spend, loving him was easier than anything I'll ever do again, coming close together with a feeling that I'd never known before in my time. He ain't ashamed to be a man or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way he opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end, and loving him was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Loving him was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Hi, this is Joe Diffie.
105.5 FM.
Still read his words of love.